Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Lupe is able to beat you up. I just feel like you might need to consider another profession.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Thanks for returning. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Tuesday, and the Ja Rule and Fat Joe versus battle is going down tonight, and Ja Rule has a couple of things to say about it. And you know he brought up 50. Also, big news for Jay-Z fans. Jay-Z's music can now be streamed on Instagram. Also, big news, even bigger news, Jay might just be buying the Denver Broncos.
Snap.
And Blueface has been accused of beating up a club bouncer. Oh my goodness. It's getting crazy already, and it's just the beginning of the week. Let's get down to it. Oh, wait, but before we get down to it, make sure you subscribe to the podcast right now. Follow the podcast right now, whatever app you're on. If you're on Apple Music, Spotify, Podbeam, Stitcher, iHeart app, you on your computer, whatever you're listening to us on, follow and subscribe. Super duper important. We want to keep you updated on all of our new episodes, new contests we have going on, new segments we're doing, all of that. So make sure you follow us so you can keep up with everything that we're doing. Okay, so versus talk. We haven't been versus daily in a minute, but I think we're back at it now. Ja Rule versus Fat Joe. Who do we have winning?
I'm going to go with, I know he's so corny, but I'm going to go with Ja Rule for this one.
Ooh.
Oh, you think Fat Joe going to win?
I'm going to have to go with Fat Joe because he always has like the, we know he has hits, but he has hits that you forgot was hits. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, yo, he did that too. And he has hits with everybody. And he has the energy. He has the personality. I think just Fat Joe just covers all the bases.
Yeah, now that I think about it, like Fat Joe, he has different like eras that he had like hits in. I feel like Ja Rule's main hits were just in that 2000s, early 90s. Era, but Fat Joe has like stuff from 2015 when like in the teens.
Exactly.
So yeah, you may have a point with that one.
Fat Joe has hits from last year,
right?
And that he can still play, whereas Ja Rule's gonna have to lean more into that nostalgia of it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course Ja thinks he's about to take it all. He recently caught up with TMZ and he had a few things to say about this versus battle.
So yeah, on TMZ, when he was talking to them, he was basically, you know, coming off really confident and saying that he's ready, that he's not running scared. He also says, you know, that, you know, Fat Joe is like a brother. He loves him. But he said, I'm going to have to get you up out that cardigan sweater.
Coming for Fat Joe's cardigan sweater.
Right.
And you know, they brought up 50 Cent's name. Like, if Ja Rule's involved in anything, somebody's going to bring up 50 Cent. So they brought up the topic of what if Fat Joe brings out 50 Cent during the battle?
According to Ja Rule, he said it would be the dumbest thing if 50 Cent did show up.
Ja Rule knows for a fact that 50 Cent is not coming to this versus battle. I don't even know why he entertained that.
Right, he got better things to do. He is not worried about it.
50 got 50 shows to make, right? Instead of doing a versus battle. So I doubt that's going to happen. Ja Rule and Fat Joe know that that was not happening. But either way, I think Fat Joe is going to crush the battle with or without guests. Because he can literally bring out everybody if he decides to bring out guests. Mm-hmm. He has songs with damn near everybody, so he can bring out whoever he wants to bring out. But I think if he decides to just go solo, he'll still kill it too.
I wonder if they do bring out guests, who would Ja Rule bring? Just like Ashanti? Or
Ja Rule has to bring Lil Mo. That's who he needs to bring out. If you don't bring out Lil Mo, you did the versus battle wrong.
Yeah, Lil Mo definitely got to be there.
Lil Mo.
And the Ashanti thing is funny too, because Fat Joe could bring out Ashanti or Ja Rule could bring out Ashanti.
Oh, that is right.
You know, they got Fat Joe and Ashanti got that What's Love. Like, Ja Rule and Ashanti got all the hits. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, whose side would she even be on? She would have to do both of them.
Yeah, she would have to. It's only right. She got to play both sides.
Exactly. And I don't think she's doing that. I think she's done with Versus after her Keisha Cole experience.
Mm-hmm.
And those two postponing multiple times and going back and forth. I don't see Ashanti doing it again either, honestly. So Fat Joe and John might be on their own.
Yeah, so we got to see what happens. It goes down tonight at Madison Square Garden. I believe at 8 p.m. is when it starts. So
okay. We'll see. We'll see who takes it home. Okay, so off that, let's talk about Jay-Z. So his music is now available to be used on Instagram stories. You know how, like, when you take your videos, you take your selfies, mm-hmm. and you go on Instagram, and you can physically pick a song to put in the background?
Yeah.
Now we can put that Jay-Z music in the background.
Finally.
Right. It took long enough because you go on, you think you're about to do Death of Auto Tune, or you think you're about to, when you're out in New York, you think you're going to put Empire State of Mind on your story, and it was not letting you do it. Like, no Jay-Z songs would come up. So I'm glad that now we can finally put our Jay-Z on our IG stories for our wealthy moments, our billionaire in our mind moments. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when we're just doing some fly things out there. But apparently it's all thanks to Angie Martinez why we can even do this in the first place.
So the host of Rap Radar podcast and Complex Brackets, Brian B. Miller, he was the one that revealed on Twitter that you can finally use Jay-Z songs. And he had tweeted, FYI, we can use Jigga's music on Instagram stories now. Thank Angie Martinez for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then Angie replied back like, I don't know how you know that, but yeah, that's true. So they didn't even really explain like how Angie made it happen, but whatever she did, whatever moves and maneuvers she made, thank you, Angie, because we needed that.
Doesn't she have like a connection with like Apple Music? And because that's what Instagram uses to get their music from, right? For the IG
Spotify
story? Oh, do you Spotify for
mm-hmm.
it? Oh, well then, yeah, I don't know how Angie did it, but that's odd.
Yeah, whatever magic she worked, thank you, Angie. Yes. We appreciate it. And we're putting all of Reasonable Doubt on our stories. We put in the Blueprint. We put in the Black Album. We're putting on all the Jay-Z albums on our stories.
Period.
From here on out, all right? Oh, and since we're talking about Jay-Z, let's talk about how he might be the new owner of the Broncos pretty soon. This is a little premature applause right here, mm-hmm. because it's really just in talks right now, but I'm feeling like all of the circulation, all of the media circulation and all of the steam that it's getting, hopefully it really turns out to happen and be true, that Jay-Z could potentially own some of the Denver Broncos.
So yeah, the Denver Broncos are expected to be worth $4 billion. So Jay-Z would need partners to even purchase the Broncos and then make history as the first Black owner of an NFL team.
You gotta do it, Jay. If anybody can do it, he can do it, man. He already owns some of the Brooklyn Nets, so he's experienced in being an owner of a team a little bit. And then you got Roc Nation Sports. Jay-Z already has a partnership with the NFL with regular Roc Nation. So you have him dealing in the sports world on so many fronts already.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just partially own the Denver Broncos?
It makes sense.
And you know, Jay is worth $1.4 billion right now, reportedly. Mm-hmm. But you know, he said, take what the Forbes figure, then figure more. So
okay.
He probably has more than $1.4 billion. He already said, I got a billion or two
mm-hmm.
as well. So just add that up all in your head. In my mind, Jay-Z's net worth is about $3 billion.
Yeah, so easily he could afford this partnership or ownership. So what's the hold up?
Exactly. Now they're saying another one of the potential owners could be Jeff Bezos, who is, of course, the richest man in the world, founder of Amazon. And he's already been looking around trying to see if he can be the owner of an NFL team. And he wanted to get 40% stake in the Washington football team back in February. But since that didn't go down, now he's still looking to be an owner in the NFL. So maybe Jay and Jay link up.
Okay.
And then own the Denver Broncos.
That would be a good look too.
I'm saying Jay and Jeff, what's up with it?
It works with it.
I really do want to see that happen though. If we get a Black NFL owner, I feel like this is what people were talking about when they're like, oh, you got to change it from the inside. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when Jay-Z did the deal with the NFL after Colin Kaepernick and all of that. They're calling him a traitor, and he's like, I'm trying to change stuff from the inside. Well, maybe this could be a part of that change.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, though. Now, on to some less great news. Let's talk about Blueface, baby. He has been accused of beating up a club bouncer out in San Fernando Valley on Sunday night. So the word is that Blueface was attempting to get into this club called Skinny's Lounge, and he was stopped by a security guard who asked to see ID. I feel like this is the start of so many bad stories with celebrities.
Yeah, they hate that question of let me see your ID.
Face card don't be good everywhere. Contrary to what Twitter, Instagram, and all the captions will tell you, your face card don't be good everywhere.
Not always.
So they asked for his ID, and then that's allegedly when things went left. So they said after Blueface was denied entry, two of his friends started stomping out the bouncer's face. And Blueface joined in, and they beat him up to the point where he needs stitches, allegedly. Now the local police are investigating the incident as a battery case. So, yeah, he's getting real charges off this.
Was it worth it to stomp this man out just of not showing your ID and getting into the club?
Now, Blueface is a rather skinny guy, rather tall, lanky, skinny. Yeah. And I'm just like, if you're the bouncer of a club, and Blueface is able to beat you up, I just feel like you might need to consider another profession, another line of work, maybe. Yep. No victim blaming here. If they really did beat him up, that's messed up. But I'm just saying, like, you the bouncer and you got beat up. Like, how are you protecting the people in the club?
Right. Like, you get beat up and you could potentially lose your job because you're not able to protect nothing.
Right. But if they jumped him, maybe Blueface's friends were very large and statuesque guys, maybe they all of them together overpowered the bouncer. I don't know, but it's just I'm hoping that there's some sort of video out here so maybe we can get a closer look at what happened.
Yeah, like some outdoor security footage or something.
Yeah, or people record every single thing nowadays. Surely there was somebody around to see this.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think Blueface is guilty? Do we think Blueface is guilty or innocent here?
I wouldn't put it past him because he does have some risky behavior going on sometimes, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah, no, they showed pictures of the bruises that the bouncer allegedly sustained. And I was just like, wow, whoever beat him up really did do damage. So I don't know if it was Blueface or just Blueface's friends or all of them together. But whatever happened, the bouncer did get, he got marked up. He did.
Dang, poor thing.
Consider another line of work. That's all I have to say. Yeah. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. Like we said in the beginning of the podcast, follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and put your friends on to DX Daily too. If you're a listener and you know people that listen to podcasts, or you know people that just need some quick hip hop news, make sure to follow and make sure you recommend us to them. Ain't no harm in sharing. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, okay?
Period.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Yeah, y'all be sending that hate mail too, but it's all right though, because it be love coming in too. So it's all good, all right? We will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.